Are you ready to exist boldly? I'm Leanne Scheer, lifestyle coach, founder of Cycle District, and gym owner times two. Welcome to Undone and Uncensored.
It's good to be back. Are you ready to get vulnerable today? Today's a tough one when it comes to introspection and kind of taking a look at how you've created your personality, how you've created your persona, and what people see in this world based on who you really are, who you are with your mask off. So what does it look like to take your mask off? How do you even get to the point where you become more aware of the different things that you've done in your own life to mask who you are and protect yourself? So it is basically your mask is your facade, your outward appearance that is maintained to conceal reality. So basically to conceal your own vulnerability. And I was thinking before I started talking about this, having had an eating disorder, which is basically a disorder of control, trying to control something when your life feels completely out of control. I lived my life completely around what I look like on an outward appearance, to the point that I would get on a scale. If I had gained 5 pounds, I might cancel an aerobics class that I was teaching that day, or maybe I would cancel lunch with a friend because I couldn't go out and show people that I had gained weight. When the reality of that was, nobody probably would have noticed 5 pounds, and if they did, they didn't care. People don't care as much about you as you think they do. At the end of the day, they think about themselves. They're thinking about what they're wearing, what their appearance is, and how you're perceiving them. So if you want to start by listing different ways that you know that you try to protect yourself, is it smiling when you're sad? Is it mean mugging? If you're afraid of somebody, do you give them the standoffish, like, stay the hell away from me because I don't want to get into my feelings right now? Is it looking, and this is one that I'm very guilty of, having the face of, now, if you ask me, am I busy? Do I have a lot on my plate? Do I have a lot to do to get through a day? Yes. Do I need to walk through a room with my shoulders back, looking straight ahead with an intense look on my face, not making eye contact, not stopping to talk to people? I can do that. I can do that to avoid contact with people, but I am going to leave the perception of being a person that is distracted, maybe cold, maybe doesn't care. And I have been, actually, I've had a lot of people ask me, what's wrong? Or, hey, you looked really busy and I didn't want to interrupt you. And by realizing that that was the persona that I was putting out there when I was in my head trying to get things done, I've been able to change that, walk a little bit slower, make eye contact with people. If people stop and they want to talk and I have an appointment to get to, it's okay to say, I would love to sit here and continue talking to you about this, but I have an appointment that I get to. Just softening who I am so that people are able to see me for who I really am and not this idea of who I am, which is somebody that's too busy for other people. That's just absolutely not true. But I was putting that mask on to the world. And then you have to ask yourself, why? What purpose was that mask for me? And this is where the work begins. This is where it gets a little bit harder. You have to be vulnerable and you have to be honest with yourself about why you're doing the things you're doing. So to go back to the persona for me was, I'm busy. I have a lot to do. How I look is everything. I'm smiling whether I'm having a good day or not. Basically presenting myself as a person who has all their shit together, which if you know me and you know me well, that is the farthest thing from the truth. I've had so much shit not together that I've spent days and years trying to pull it together and learn how to live better and learn how to operate in a way that is happy each day and not one filled with trying to control food or my body or what you think about me and all these other things that were just completely preoccupying my mind. And when you think about your mask and your persona, think about when you preoccupy your mind with appearing to be a certain way, what is going on in your life that you're trying to avoid? That is the biggest question in this whole podcast. Anytime you're in a situation that you're trying to control things around you that are out of your control, you're trying to present yourself in a way that you are not, you're avoiding vulnerability, ask yourself, what is happening in my life today that if I wasn't doing these things, I would be addressing and I would be recognizing as an issue in my life? That's the answer. That's the answer to turn this around. It's the answer to get your life back on track. And it's the answer to start showing people who you really are, even though that can be really scary. So let's start with a list of ways that we've protected ourselves in the past. And you would be surprised at the things that you're subconsciously doing without really realizing it. And I know this isn't true for everyone, but if you've ever seen anyone with really long hair, it's kind of in their face, it's super long, it's something people are talking about with them all the time, they're not cutting it. I think that it's possible that they're using their hair to hide. You see people with sunglasses on, hiding their eyes, walking in with sunglasses on. Yeah, maybe they're high, but a lot of people do it, dye their eyes. Brisk walking, appearing busy, a stern face. All these things are ways of masking what's really happening. And in essence, it keeps us feeling like we're fraudulent. When you talk about imposter, feeling like an imposter, like you're not fit for this world, or if people really knew who you were, they wouldn't love you. And then you create this persona where they don't really know who you are and they love you. And then you're afraid to be vulnerable and to be humble and say, hey, this is what I have going on. This is my struggle. This is still my struggle today, regardless if I, you know, could come on a podcast and talk to you about things that I've been able to do in my life. There's also a great deal of things that I don't have the answers to yet. And that's why I think this podcast is so important. It gives us a chance to say, hey, I'm not perfect. I never was. I never will be. This is the direction I'm going in. I'm going to make mistakes. And when I make mistakes, there's an open forum to be able to talk about them and how to heal. Because there's lots of different ways to get to where we're going, which is a healthy life and one that we are our true, authentic selves. At the end of the day, when you're putting up a facade to who you are, and I'm going to go back to what I started to say before, you are going to feel like an imposter because it is not who you really are. And you're going to think things like, I don't know if I deserve to be here and if I deserve to have this forum because I still struggle with A, B, C, and D. But it's hidden. So instead of doing that, let's openly talk about what our struggles are. Let's be able to really have those hard discussions without judgment, which is the hard part, right? We initially think about what we're doing, how we're doing it, why we're doing it. And the first thing that I go to is judgment. Like, oh my God, are you here again? You're in your 50s. Why are we still doing this? You've been to counseling, you've done this, you do that, and here we are holding ourselves accountable every day, because every day when you hold yourself accountable and when you let yourself, instead of thinking about what Joe did, A, B, C, and D, I can think about what did I do in that situation? How did I handle myself? How can I be better? And by taking the risk of looking at my own behavior, giving myself a break. Yeah, I don't know if I handled that the right way. Maybe it's, yeah, hell yeah, I handled that the right way. Way to go, Leanne, and get on with your life. But that introspection is so important. Assessing your strengths and your weaknesses, having self-awareness. Because many times, we've been doing this so long that we don't even know who we are anymore. To even visualize what that childlike person was before they felt like they had to hide or be something different. Who is that person? We could be operating in facades with a mask for so many years that just that question is going to take some time and some digging and some awareness to really kind of wrap our minds around how we can fix it, because you can't fix what you don't know. Asking yourself those questions, what am I hiding from others? What may people not know about me? And who are the people in my life that are safe to have those vulnerable conversations with? Obviously, if you work as a professional and you're having a bad day, if I just had a fight with my husband and I'm walking into the gym to teach a class would be a great example. Those people aren't coming to my class. They're coming to my class because they had their own bad day. They want their own serotonin lift. They want to feel better about themselves. They're not coming into that classroom to take care of me. So if I walk into a class going, my husband's an asshole, and this is the worst day of my life, that's probably not a great way to start a class with people who are there to feel better and get better. It'd be inappropriate. So there are times and places, there are reasons to, you know, where we've got to pull it together and may not necessarily be able to be vulnerable, like when we're working. But getting back, the point would be to get back to who you originally were. Who is the person that you started changing how you responded to people, how you acted, what your personality was, based on if it was going to be okay with them or not, if it was something that was okay to be doing. So who, I'm going to say this again, who were you before someone told you who you should be? And this happens a lot with material things. How many people do you know that, well, you may or may not know, that look like everything's good on the outside? The cars they drive, the house they live in, the way they flash their money around. You don't know what the real circumstances are there. You don't know what their credit card debt is. Maybe they have a lot of wealth. Great for them. What I will tell you is that the flashy, arrogant people in this world are insecure people trying to have status. That's a mask, right? I'm trying to pretend as if money's so important and I have it all and I'm going to show you and you should look up to me. Another way to have a mask. And although it may look good on the outside, it may be something that you look up to and think, man, if I just drove a car like that, my life would be so much better. Man, if I just, you know, was three sizes smaller, my life would be so much better. Man, if I could just make you believe that my life was good, my life would be so much better. None of that matters at the end of the day. And trust me when I say, I have been in situations growing up in little apartments. Well, when I say growing up, I'm talking about myself as an adult. Once I became 18, living in apartments and duplexes, raising my girls, we didn't have a lot of money. I lived paycheck to paycheck. If anything catastrophic happened in my life, if I needed new tires, my car broke down, anything happened out of the ordinary, thankfully, I had the support of my mom and grandmother. I had people in my life that supported and helped me. So I'm not going to say that it was a huge struggle, but we definitely struggled. We had everything we needed, but we didn't have everything we wanted. Versus having a life later where our income was probably quadrupled, if not even more, from what I had been making. And I didn't have to live paycheck to paycheck anymore. And I was still living paycheck to paycheck, trying to create status, trying to create worth based on what I had. That was a mask. So masks are created from insecurity. And keep in mind when you're doing this, insecurity can look polar opposites of each other, right? So I can be insecure. I can be covered in tons of clothes, sitting in the corner with my head down, trying to avoid being around people. And that's blatant insecurity, right? We look at that and we think, ooh, that person doesn't feel good about themselves, or that person is incredibly shy, or depending on their demeanor, I would probably guess that they're shy and insecure. Then the polar opposite of that would be somebody that is flashing around money and arrogant and boisterous and right out there talking about what they did and how much money they spent and who they are and buying rounds at a bar, right? That arrogance and loud persona, that is also a very insecure person trying to put out in this world that they are somebody different than who they really are. Because at the end of the day, they are going to die the same way that we are, with their debt, with their cars, with their houses, and they're not taking anything with them. Both of those people are dealing with the same issue which is I don't feel good in my own body and I don't feel like I have a place in this world. So I'm going to hide from it, or I'm going to create a facade, create a person that surrounds himself with people that care about status. And at the end of the day, that's incredibly lonely, just as lonely as being in that corner and being too afraid to talk to people and have conversations. So I think we've talked about this enough for you to really get a grasp on the work that's to be done here. I try and do this work. And I shouldn't use the word work because it insinuates that it's hard. It doesn't have to be hard. At the end of each day, wake up every morning, what am I grateful for? At the end of each day, asking myself, did I present myself the way that I wanted to present myself today? If I could do something different, what would it be? Keeping my side of the street clean for my interactions with people, for my interactions with myself. Did I allow myself to be vulnerable when it was appropriate? Did I express my true feelings in appropriate situations, or did I pretend to be something that I wasn't? Again, with the right people, with safe people. I'm not talking about coming undone and uncensored around everyone. Just remember, keep at it. Life is a journey. This is not something we're going to beat ourselves up for. This is a kind process that we can do every day with introspection. What could I have done differently today? What did I do that I'm proud of? And if I were to be something different tomorrow, what would that look like? Showing my true, authentic self, being vulnerable, letting yourself cry if you feel sad, letting yourself laugh when you're happy. The problem with changing who we are to accommodate other people is we numb typically, and a lot of times people numb themselves to stop being a feeling type person, because feeling is weakness, right? Anger, sadness. At least I was taught, you know, you're angry, I'm going to give you something to be angry about. You're bored, I'm going to give you something to be bored about. What are you crying for? Grow up. All those messages they were just society's messages. They weren't even necessarily my parents' messages. That was just the way that it was. So having vulnerability, being self-aware, and taking it one day at a time, becoming more and more who you want to be and who you want to show this world that you are. We've got this. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for listening today. Book a coaching session or purchase merch at www.undoneanduncensored.com or give me a follow on the gram, Undone and Uncensored. Have a great week.